crossover. Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Well, I never get to hear that part. The crossover is brought to you by Everlevel Concrete, repaired in Omaha at EverlevelConcrete.com. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Good.
Hello. Hello,
morning, hello, hello, gentlemen. Hello.
How we doing, boys?
Are you there?
Hey, you guys
there,
look...
there. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Can hear you?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely
here.
Okay.
It's just Gary being funny. Like
that's a mean trick.
That's actually not very nice at
I know.
All, Gary.
I'm just making sure we're okay here.
Oh, you know that we're very on edge here, and we like to make sure everything is right and correct. And so you messing with us like that is very mean.
I see you by the windows over there, too.
Hey, the boys are at Oscars. We'll join you guys in a little bit. You know that it's been a little bit of a rough stretch with Creighton beating Nebraska, right, in sports?
Rough? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nebraska just got a victory over Creighton.
What?
They have moved the Creighton-Nebraska basketball game November 22nd. So it is on a Friday.
Oh, okay. I see what
it
we
It just can. Makes yeah. more sense. This also benefits Creighton, in my opinion.
It's a red state.
Why is that an advantage for Nebraska? I don't get it. Why does that win?
They were going to play it on a football Saturday. Now it's played on a Friday before a football Saturday. Win
Isn't
Nebraska.
That an advantage for both fans? Why is that a win for Nebraska?
You just get them wherever you can if you're Nebraska, all right?
One less day of prep for Creighton.
Yeah, where's Creighton?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, the fact
where's Nebraska going
to
be that week?
The excuse factory has just opened up. Go to Oscars. You might be able to get that along with your Charbuff wings.
Oh.
There you go. November 22nd.
It's a big old helping of excuses right there.
Game. That sounds a lot better.
Yes. You know what? I think it's good for both sides. It'll be nice. Friday night game, we probably get some good national coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. People that are in town to go to the football game?
Well, people will be getting prepared for the Kansas game to follow in what, 2 weeks?
Yep.
You know, a week and a half after that?
It benefits now the decision that Creighton basketball fan has to have. Because now they can enjoy Friday and Saturday and not have to be, you know, like, okay, if I go to Lincoln, I'm not going to be able to get back. Yeah, change clothes at the, the rest stop there by Ashland.
You know what used to be by that rest stop?
What?
Is it still there?
I don't know.
The rest stop by Ashland? There's the little adult video place.
Oh.
I don't know if it's still there.
What are Nick?
What? You guys don't even act like you didn't notice that when you're driving.
What are you
by.
Talking about?
You guys know
it's an antique mall. Hey, there ain't no movies going on there. It's an antique shop.
I know. I've now been accused of a lot of innuendos during a baseball broadcast.
That's right. Yeah, jeez.
I know. That was potty mouth.
You and Billy
you don't have to work blue, Nick.
You and Billy get going in the booth?
No, it was all me. I'm not going to throw John under the bus.
He was talking about jam jobs.
I was talking about jam jobs and fisted one out to left. And I'm pretty sure the announcer was trying to get as much innuendos in he could before that pitch.
Well, were you not?
I mean, it wasn't on purpose, but when I go back to the film, I was like, yeah, you might be onto something.
Yeah,
his response, though, it's not your fault. Baseball's weird like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he felt me on that.
But not, hey, speaking of,
I think I talked about something on the inside part of the plate. I'll let you use that other word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rough at home, or what are we doing?
No, just it just
letting out some aggression on the air.
It was a sequence of some baseball terms that ran on top of each other. That yes, if
a guy
hits
a home run, you go, boy, he lubed that one up.
Yeah. That was the only thing missing.
Nick's doing play-by-play for clicks.
I am.
That's what's happening.
It is. I'm doing it for the clicks.
He's just trying to get clicks.
That is a long home run to Dongtown.
Yeah, so we saw.
I get it. There's a lot of attention on Creighton baseball right now. You know, they beat another top 25 team. Well, the same top 25 team last night. They're very good at the midweek. I don't know if you guys have heard this before. Gary doesn't seem very happy about this.
You busted my proverbial pearls yesterday.
Yes.
I was talking about how they should be getting more support for their season. And because of my pushing, we got a little bit bigger crowd last night. I was actually part of it.
I
have been on the Creighton baseball bandwagon all season long. They're a really, really good team. They just need to ensure that they are playing in Ohio, because I'm afraid even with a pretty good resume, if they're not in Ohio as one of the four in the Big East, they're going to go, your RPI is respectable, but you're in a got-to-go situation. But I said this today to Nick after watching the game last night. I mean, they're the way they won is they could actually do some damage if they got into the NCAA tournament.
I think so, too. They'd have to go, like, it's a team that's prepared to go deeper into a tournament setting, something like that, because of the way that their pitching kind of sets
up. I agree.
They don't have top-end guys. But they have a bunch of guys who can kind of piece it together in the back. So, yeah, you got to get there in order to do that, though. And that's the plight that is ahead of them right now.
NFL draft tonight, our roundtable today. But I know you guys got to get to your show here real quick. I want to play a game. I'm going to tell you about an NFL player kind of on Nick's Sexual Innuendos broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna read off what this NFL player has done. You guys tell me who you think this is. He has had four children in the past year and now has confirmed in an interview that he has 10 children total.
Wow.
Which NFL player is this? He's a current NFL player, pretty well known.
It's not
Philip Rivers.
Oh no!
By the way,
no.
I thought that's what you're. I'm like, Malik Nabers is, man, he's been busy. Holy hell!
Caleb Williams has 10.
And there's the red flag, Josh. There it is.
That's why he was crying. Look at all of those payments he's gonna have.
He's just like Prince. He loves sex.
So, I mean, the
is
obvious
that with
one,
an E or an A?
The obvious one would be Philip Rivers, but he's not active in the NFL right now, and he hasn't had four kids in the last year. So
Antonio Cromartie is not active.
Yeah, Cromartie.
Still one of the best parts of Hard Knocks is him trying to rattle off the names of his kids.
All-time moment.
Let me think.
Councilman Dexhart.
Four children, past year, now 10 total.
I don't feel like I want to guess that much, you know. I don't want to just throw it out.
I don't want to be wrong a whole bunch of times.
Mitchell Trubisky.
That's gotta be it.
I mean, that explains a lot, though.
Aaron Rodgers.
That would be a heck of a story,
It'd
be great on the podcast. But that is incorrect.
Yeah. You see, all that science fool
Travis
you
Kelsey.
Into thinking that you can have
Travis
many children. Hey,
Travis Kelsey.
Year.
Now I see what you're doing. She is not pregnant. They are not engaged. Which means they are not married yet.
Well, that doesn't mean they don't have a bunch of kids running around.
I just don't think America would react accordingly to that.
No, not
to America's
like
sweetheart.
Very
no.
much.
Yeah.
Who we got?
Instead of a tortured poet, it'd be a tortured uterus.
Yikes.
Yeah, especially four kids in one year.
This is none other than Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
So he's got his wife, and then he's got four baby mamas.
That is an active year he had.
He loves kids.
Ooh, now, what does the wife say about all of the children that aren't her children?
We'll be able to have our own expansion football team before long.
Nice.
They will. They'll rival the Rivers.
Maybe I'm just not in tune enough, but he did that a little under the radar, I guess, it seems like. Behind closed doors, but, you know.
Maybe.
Behind some closed doors there for Tyreek.
I mean, if you were grading him, you know, like a lot of grades will be handed out tonight, you would probably say hands A, speed A+, pullout ability.
Yeah.
Yikes.
TBA.
Yeah, TBA. Yeah. Not breaking off the route.
I think we can. I think we know the grade on that.
Well, maybe he's not
trying. Well, yeah. Yeah,
maybe.
I don't like to give a lot of failing grades in the draft because you just don't know what's going to happen. This one, though, I feel like at the very least you got to throw a D- his way.
Yeah, it's all situational, you know. Yeah. You know, if you get him in the right situation, maybe it's a good thing.
He's been throwing that D- around.
Do you think he is the Nick Cannon of the NFL?
Oh.
We've certainly had, current title holder.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was going to say we've had various title holders of that over. over the years, but it seems like he might be the front runner at this point. But on the other hand, there's some people that we probably don't know about that just don't get talked about mm-hmm. quite as much. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill probably said all of this on his Twitch stream one night, and that's why we know about it.
Good point.
If you want to keep things private, I think there's ways you can do it. You just got to understand the channels. Yeah, I think this might be a badge of honor. I think he might be proud of himself here.
Four kids in a burned down house.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a year for Reek there. It's been...
Like, aren't we just walking down the path of Tyreek Hill and Antonio Brown having a reality show together?
Oh, yeah.
I would watch that.
I don't know.
At least a couple episodes.
Like, Antonio Brown is way... Like,
oh, he's off the deep end.
Yeah, he's just had a bunch of kids. Like, that's not the worst thing in the world. Antonio Brown is nuts.
Yeah, he's a crazy person. I think there's something seriously wrong with Antonio Brown. I worry about him.
Well, he'll tell you it's CTE because he's got a website, CTE ESPN.
And he's leaking all the NFL uniforms.
Yeah. Which is really... He lives in a weird world. I think eventually a lawsuit's coming. He did some stuff with Caitlin Clark earlier this week that he should probably just step back.
Yep.
Maybe drop the phone down for a little bit. Maybe walk away, go work out.
That's not his thing, though. He doesn't like to step away from that. He likes to dig in even further.
Touch grass, as the kids say.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice. Offside.
I would love to be there the day, Josh, you use that line on somebody.
I always say go outside. I feel like that's a little softer, you know. Mm-hmm. Just go outside, like do something. You know, you don't have to focus on the internet all the time. Just go outside and enjoy your day. That's all.
Final one here, because you know this is draft day, and so everybody is going to watch the movie. I think it's required if your industry is the mock draft, you are required on this day to watch Draft Day. Mike Florio just said Draft Day is the worst sports movie ever made.
Whoa.
Josh?
I don't know if it's the worst. Major League 3.
Yep. Good call.
Back to the minors.
Mm-hmm. Should not ever be associated with the Major League franchise. Yeah.
I've seen Draft Day, but only in clips on TikTok.
True.
I have not seen the actual movie.
Draft Day is a fun watch.
I will say that it seems truly insane.
It is. It's very far-fetched. Mm-hmm. I would not put it even close to the top 15 of sports movies.
So the whole thing is Kevin Costner is the GM, and he gets like this, there's this quarterback who's the stud quarterback.
Bo Callahan.
They don't want to take him because nobody showed up to his birthday party.
Yeah, his 21st birthday. His teammates didn't show up, and that's a red flag.
And so they took a very average linebacker out of Ohio State, number one overall, Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
Odd.
And then he sprinkles a little pixie dust and gets another pick and gets the running back a legacy of the Cleveland Browns organization. And then their owner says to all the fans, "We had a great day."
Wow. Yeah. Did I believe it?
Big draft party.
Yeah, big draft party. A lot of excitement. Cleveland goes on to make the playoffs in the wild card, and we don't know. We don't know what happened with the team afterwards.
Why did they pick the Browns as the central focus of the movie? Like, why couldn't it have been another team? It of course had to be the Browns because the most wacko stuff happened, of course, in the pre-draft process.
They saw the success of the Major League franchise, and so they thought they'd stick with Cleveland.
Mm.
That's what it was. I don't know.
Cleveland. The stars are out in Cleveland.
Seahawks get a lot of shade in this one, too, because the Seahawks get made a fool.
Oh, yeah.
In this one, too. So if you're a Seahawk fan, you don't like Draft Day at all. Not at all.
And I want David Putney.
Yeah. And I won't use the words that he says, but...
Yeah.
mm-hmm. It's Hollywood, man.
No, the worst sports movie of all time is, of course, Trouble with the Curve.
Yep,
but thank you for playing.
Trouble with the Curve,
Mike Florio.
Just because Clint Eastwood keeps running into things?
He runs into tables the first 30 minutes of the movie. I haven't seen the rest of it, but I saw enough.
People who know me know that I'm not a fan of Summer Catch either. So.
Oh, man, I actually kind of like Summer Catch. We've talked about this before. Yeah,
Freddie Prinze is just not passable as a marquee prospect to me. And they never show him.
He looked like he had that lefty look, you know.
They never show him follow through, Connor. There's a reason.
He definitely wasn't like he didn't have the top prospect look to him, but I buy him as a middling, like third starter, you know, lefty It's just like he's up there throwing 92, like he's not doing anything special. Maybe he's got a plus slider or something like that, but that's it. I don't buy him as a top prospect, but I buy him as a lefty. You know, he had the lefty look to him.
Connor, you're giving that too much credit. And don't forget, Fez played second base.
Yeah, and Shaggy played catcher.
Yeah, that might have been the worst. Matthew Lillard as a USC catcher. He's what, 6'3", a buck 25? Yeah, that's what you typically see out of your backstop.
So that's why USC has been struggling.
Yeah, they misrecruit that catching position so bad. Wood bats suck. Boy.
Oh, the press box burned down. That movie is awesome. That is. Yeah, Jessica Biel.
Bunch of hooligans. That's the best part of the movie right there.
Brought you back to summer. Sentimental.
It was.
Yeah, it made me want to go to the Cape. I want to go to the Cape.
Guy leaves a perfect game in the Cape Cod League with every scout there because he's in love.
With Jessica Biel, Nick.
If I'm a scout, I'm going to follow that guy and say, hey, this is someone we want in our organization.
Well, no. I mean, you know, he's principled. I think we like people that are principled. You know, love. There's nothing more important than love.
If you get a phone call, I put in a bid for you on a signed helmet.
The Bo Pelin, one.
Go a step further.
That's up to 315. Mike Riley's is up to 150.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's $148 more dollars I thought it would have.
Oh, you pay only $2 for a Mike Riley signed Nebraska helmet?
Yeah. You lowball it and you hold on.
Where are they pulling this stuff, by the way?
Piece
they just
of history.
Pulling this out of the closet. Like, here you go. I guess Mike Riley signed this helmet once.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
We got to get rid of it.
Yeah, we got product. Let's see what we can fetch for this thing.
We moved out of the old facility. We're moving into the new facility. We're purging.
Yep.
But it's an 1890 deal, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So someone's garage, like maybe you moved to Arizona, and so you had some stuff left over, and they put it up for auction.
Yep. Like, you guys think you could use this? I mean, I have no use for it.
Hey, Scott, can I have that? What? Just fictionalizing drama. It's just a dramatization of the events that may
just
have occurred.
A thing. Mm-hmm. Just a thing. Yep. That's all.
All right.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys here at noon. What do you think we're going to talk about? Maybe Dylan Raiola a little bit?
Special teams.
Special teams.
Yep.
Special teams, special players, as they say.
That's right.
Special teams, Gary, over charred wings.
Hey, Gary knows about that.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
TikTok.
Hey, can we talk about, can we have a fantasy spring game draft?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because you have to factor in who's going to play the longest. They might play both sides.
Playing both sides.
What if we did just like a draft of, you know, who we think is going to be, you know, the most productive people for Nebraska this year? Like, you create your own mini Nebraska team, and then we all line it up at the end of the year and say, we drafted this, remember, on April 25th.
Like as a group or individually?
As a group, like each of us has a team.
Oh, what? But there's not enough quarterbacks to go around.
Yeah.
No.
I think we'd all have the same quarterback.
We do it, and we keep track in war, you know. It's not about passing yards or anything like that.
Not about points.
No, it's not about points.
Yeah,
not
that war, points. What is it good for, huh?
All right, yeah, we'll see you guys out here at noon. Should be fun. Look forward to it. Oscars, they got specials going on. And I feel like I'm back in Vegas, by the way, with the giant TV wall going on in front of me. I've seen a lot of players. They have golf on in the ESPN Plus PGA Tour situation.
They're in Japan, I believe.
So many bad shots so far. So that's what we'll be doing. I'll be preparing for my golf season by watching these PGA players hit bad golf shots.
Oh, no, these guys are in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's the New Zurich, I believe, going on today.
Is it a match play
situation? Yeah, you got a little team play going on. Twosomes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, just like the LIV Tour, I guess.
Yep. Shotgun start.
All right, cool.
No.
See you guys later.
Bye.
That's the crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. Once again, we are at Oscars for lunch and, you know, for an early dinner, I suppose, if you want as well. We're out here, of course, starting at 10 all the way until 6 o'clock. The roundtable is at noon, where everybody will be around and we'll get all of our hottest takes out for the spring game, which is coming up in about 48 hours here. So we'll come back. We'll start things off on the Connor Happer Show next.